Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. If you just joined us, we just started. So tonight we're doing some talking about Atlantis, and we're also going to be also going over some stuff here and there. But we're also doing private reading. We're doing psychic readings tonight. So if you want to give us a call about the psychic readings and that kind of stuff, give us a call at 646-721-9031. Man. So, let's just take a look at the situation. The chat room is there. Seems like some of the people are having trouble with the chat room. It's there. Let me go check. Yep, the chat room's there. It's pulled up and ready to go. So if you guys want to sit here and do that whole thing, we will. I was kind of baffled by the situation because I figured Dee was going to show up, but she's not here. So I was sitting trying to go over some things. So what are you doing here? Oh. Do. Well, kind of baffled for a minute there. Well, I guess I'll just tackle it alone. So I was sitting there going over some things. So if anybody wants to give a call, give us a call. I guess we'll go over that real quick, too. If you want to give us a call here, didn't you get a private reading, please do so at 646-721-9031. I also do private readings, too, as well. So if you want to do some private readings, or you want to do a private reading, give me a call at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835, or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Then for a 75-minute reading, we're having a special for April. So for a 75-minute reading, it's only $35. Also, we also have blocks of time. We can get 5 blocks of 45-minute sessions for like $100. So give us a shot, give us a chance. Sit down and do some great work together. So they would do that whole thing. Also, I was looking at some things. See, speakers are mute. Let's see, we got some people in there. Huh. Interesting. Oh, I know what we can do. All right. I was looking at some tools and checking this out, that now, you know. It's kind of crazy when I can't find what I'm looking for. I got a headache. You got a headache? Let's see. I was actually trying to take care of the mic problem. Might be some feedback and this kind of stuff going back and forth, so I was trying to figure out what was going on. Let's see. Yep. Okay. Let's go back to the situation. We're talking about Atlantis. If anybody has any questions about that, we were talking about things a couple weeks ago about changing things over and that kind of thing. Trying to get some insights to actually what could be going on. Actually, we had a lady today who was talking about there's some protesters up here at the Broadmoor Hotel that were protesting and saying, more warp drive, less death ray. But that was kind of interesting. Okay. Now, I was trying to mute something. All right. All right. Let's see. I hear you. Not tonight. I'm more nervous than a headache. Okay. I wish people would. It's like sometimes you wish people would just call in and say hello. Look, I was going over some theories the other day about Atlantis, and when the lady talked about the death ray and the warp drive and other things was going on, with all this stuff going on about theory and not theory and how much we do know and how much we don't know, and she was talking about, she goes, I guess the death ray thing is kind of secretive, isn't it? I said, well, not anymore. It's like everybody wants to go the whole thing. So I was like, so if anybody wants to turn over the situation, let me just get into the subject, all right? The subject is the idea of Atlantis and how do you feel about the whole thing. Some people have a tendency they don't believe in the thing at all. And it's amazing how much there's information out there and how many books and that kind of thing that can drive you crazy. And how much is true and how much is not. When we've actually got situations where there's so much information out there right now, it's going to drive you crazy. So I guess there should be some clarification of what's going on and what's going down, and realize that too much information can override the mind, where we actually have a tendency not to believe it no more. I was actually going to sit there before we really go deeper into this whole thing and just draw some cards. If anybody's out there listening, we'd like to get a reading and kind of stuff. We're kind of, I don't know. And they're kind of like, I'm not sure if I want to or not. Go ahead. Give us a shot. Give us a call, okay? I was looking in the chat room, too. If you got, anybody has a question in the chat room, please don't hesitate. Don't hesitate to ask us any questions, okay? But it seemed like we were something like the one thing we were tapping into was the idea of influences across the planet, and also when I was sitting looking at certain things with the pyramids, it is kind of interesting to think about it, you know, after a while, that where all the pyramids are and that kind of stuff, it used to be nothing but desert. I mean, does it make you wonder sometimes with the situations like that? Why would they build in the middle of the desert? Why not go closer? I mean, it was close to the Nile. That's true. But at the same time, why in those particular areas did they, you know? It was easier. Some people say it was a whole lot easier for them to bring in the blocks for the pyramids and all this other stuff, too. But it still makes you wonder, because they was actually doing a show on the History Channel. I was showing people that with the tools they had and that kind of stuff. I mean, you're talking some man hours just to do the chiseling and just the carving of the stones and that kind of stuff. Not to say about bringing those suckers from where they quarried the things and bring them to where they put them up as the pyramids. There's still some good feet too, because there's, you know, the pyramids are just put together block by block. There's no mortar. It's like the idea of engineering genius, of the idea of the weight and everything else that goes along with it to actually change the whole format. You know? And it's amazing that when they made the movie Stargate, how much it was attached to Atlantis. You know? Take a look at it yourself. It's kind of crazy, yeah. In the movie, the pyramid is the basis for everything, as in the creature with the ship and everything else as a landing port, and out there, and just all these connections back and forth. So it makes you wonder about the situation itself. And hello, everybody in the chat. We had a difficulty with the connection there for. Yeah, there was actually a comment about the idea of Atlantis happening again. The reason I feel like the Atlantis will happen again, definitely, is because the idea of Atlantis never did stop. It's just in a different variation of certain things that are going on. The only thing on Atlantis I know is the cartoon. Yeah, but if you look at the cartoon is based on a lot more fact than most movies that actually were created by the whole thing for drama purposes, or dramatic purposes, I guess you would say. So if you look at the situation, because the one thing I was talking about was the idea of Atlantis, as in the stone, as in when they found in the movie they find the Stargate, but it's under these tablets, these stones, which basically give you the instructions on how to use the Stargate itself. But they had to interpret the things, and it was kind of amazing how they incorporated the idea of the messages and the code to actually work this thing was actually constellations, and it wasn't. It wasn't some kind of, I can't remember. It wasn't one of those things where it was Egyptian. It was totally out of the Egyptian thing. But they use the Egyptians as basis for it, which it makes you wonder about the situation of all the stirring and swirling around the situation. And actually, when it comes to mermaids, mermaids are not really connected to Atlantis. I know everybody's like, oh, that sucks, but it doesn't really. It's the idea of putting it out there and understanding the situation. And yes, I see someone said they wanted me to pull a card. We can go ahead and pull a card right now on the situation, letting things get situated. But Charlotte, you should call in. Let's see. Well, I think of Atlantis. You think of mermaids and such. Yeah, people do. A lot of people do. The man from Atlantis. Or what was that one guy? Aquaman. As a basis for those things too as well. And it seems like that is one of those things that Atlanteans were just like us. Or I should say they are like us. We're the same and we're one and the same. Because we actually progress from each other. Or descendants of each other. But how would you put that? Like if Atlantis still exists, or Atlantean still exists, put that way, Atlantis itself. Then we have all those things that goes around, and we're all descendants. I guess maybe we should go the other route and say we're all cousins. You know, that would make a more difference in the situation. But the idea of it coming back and going full circle, and the idea of coming to the surface, I think it's the one thing about Atlantis is the idea of Atlantis coming to be again, as in resurfacing, and people finding out. And it might be the one thing you can't find is because it's like when they were talking about Noah's Ark and people are getting a different notion of what Atlantis and Noah's Ark could be a lot of connections there too, because they're thinking the idea of actually two by two with the animals and stuff, that it wasn't the idea of actual animals, but embryos and stasis. And you can look at these things any way you want to. I mean, I actually like the story myself, and I saw there was actually a movie on Noah's Ark too, where it's like there was actually a couple guys hiking up on that mountain where Noah's Ark is supposed to be. But what people don't realize is when they talk about the mountain in the Bible, that's actually a name for a mountain range. And there's many mountains within that range. So they were trying to figure out, okay, which mountaintop did Noah's Ark rest on? And actually, they have back in the 20s and back in the 50s, they supposedly actually had witnesses who actually saw Noah's Ark as the huge thing that we always think about, where one guy saw it on the the mountain was actually sticking out of a big glacier. But then he came back, I think a year later, or back a little later when he was, I think he saw when he was a young guy, a young kid. He came back later when he was an adult. He said he wasn't too happy about the situation because I think it was one of those things where, but he came back with a friend of his, which actually I think the friend got killed because of, there's earthquakes all the time up to there. So he saw everything. He even saw when he came back as an adult, the ark itself had actually broken in two, and part of it was up higher than the rest. And then we had a lower piece. Okay? We had a lower piece that was kind of crazy. So he could actually see the sections within the ark itself. It was many levels, huge levels. He said he actually went inside of it. And it was dark, but he could definitely see where it looked like somebody had been crowding animals or something like that in there. So we have that account. And then we have other people who have this theory about the idea of Noah's Ark was the ideal carrying on the human race, and certain things with that too. Because it does make you wonder about the situation with Noah's Ark, doesn't it? That the one thing that puzzles most people is the idea of cultures. We definitely have distinct, different ethnic backgrounds. You know, Japanese, we have black people, we have Japanese, Orientals, Mexican and Spanish, just all these different things. So you look at the situation of Noah's Ark. Noah's Ark, everything was wiped out except for Noah himself. And the same thing with Adam and Eve. You know, we're also be descendants from them. So it makes you wonder. Now, there was an insert in the Bible that talks about that, too, as there was a pharaoh, which is kind of funny, too, because actually in Egypt, it seems like there's a lot of things that can be proven. We have Noah's Ark around the same area, Middle East. We also have we have Moses, who came from Egypt, too, as well, who was also another thing where people have looked at him being a descendant from Atlantis, too, with his family of coming into his birthright and the idea of connecting with God because of the Atlanteans being so spiritual and so spiritual-like, spiritual, and connected to God and being that closeness about the situation, too. Really, they were. But it's like everybody, but if you notice in the Bible, everybody has a tendency to fall from grace, and then there's always a realization. And then things change drastically with the same thing, too. Like, we have so many things. But the one thing I noticed, too, was, like, Noah was one of those things, too, where they were talking about the same thing, about certain connections, of certain knowing certain things. And, you know, sure, he was instructed on how to build the ark in itself, but it was also other texts out there that talk about that Noah actually planted the trees that he later on used to, so it was like a process. He planted the trees. It said it took him over 100 years to build the ark. And in the I think it's in the Jewish text, it talks about him planting the trees. And then when the trees became, you know, adult trees, he turned them into, and then he made the ark. And then he turned into the sections. He had a way of also communicating with the animals as well. So he had this telepathic thing going on, too, as well. And you could talk to the animals. So I sit here and looked at this situation of all these connections that we could also, maybe in some sense of the word, trace these things all back to Atlantis, too. And then we start realizing the situation of transferring those kind of things, that we have all these ethic backgrounds where with Noah's Ark, not just maybe he carried some of the animals in stasis too, but he could have also carried a human embryos in stasis as well to carry on all those cultures because they still flourish today. And a lot of, you know, when you look at the situation, there is a lot of proof that Noah and his flood did happen because scientists have actually gone clear around the world where they go around the world and that kind of stuff, right? They can find at a certain level about the time that Noah should have had his flood. They find this mud pack where it was like a great flood or a great amount of water. Because if you have that kind of water around for any kind of time, then you start getting these things where it makes you wonder. These are just theories. These are just things when you sort of look at the ideal. But if for some reason, when you really start looking into them, you can trace the facts. The point is, there's evidence that the flood actually happened. There's also evidence of other things happening. The one I saw was kind of amazing, was when the earth, Ramses, and what people don't understand with Noah and Ramses, it was actually Ramses IV, I think, was the one who actually had to combat with Moses. Because if you watch the movie, you'll notice that it's the sun, not the actual Ramses, okay? So when you sort of just, it's like this, just take and look. Take off the broken, it's like take off the glasses and take off all the limitations and look at the situation for what it is. There's a lot of things going in there. When you look at the situation and certain things are going on, you know, when you put those kind of, when you put it in that kind of context, it can make sense. It can make more sense, you think. Oh, shit. Where'd everybody go? Okay, it's just one of those things, guys. Just take a look at the situation. What you come up with, okay? These are the things I look at. Because when I sit here and start thinking about the situation of Atlantis still existing and the idea of having these five outposts or these five colonies that actually spun off Atlantis still existing, because they wasn't near Atlantis, the city, the continent, all those things that happened in this big disaster. when you sit and look at the situation, then you have a tendency to look at the situation. Let's take a break for a minute and do a couple cards. Let's pull some cards, guys. What do you say we pull some cards? I'm going to pull some cards. And also, while we're sitting shuffling, we have a sponsor for our show called Richard Palenga, who actually has a, what do you call it? He has a, I can't even think of it. He has a website called DivineBodyWash.com. Go check it out, DivineBody.com. DivineBodyWash.com. It's one of those, it's a spiritual and a natural product. And as we're always looking for those natural products, aren't we, to get away from the chemicals and stuff like that, so we can actually really have a really great spiritual experience. And I think these products will really help you out. And Richard's also saying for our listeners out there who are listening in and the callers, that if you donate $25, he'll give you a bottle of body wash. And if you donate $35 or more, he will also give you a bottle of body mist to go with that body wash. So therefore, you can get a chance to check it out just by donating money to his show and contributing to the message that we're giving out and talking and working with people and that kind of stuff. You can be a part of that at the same time, get you a great product. So check it out. Also, if you want to be a sponsor for the show, all you need to do is, it's a $40 fee a month to be a sponsor on the show where you get you, your products, and your service promoted. Every time we do a show, and we do a show at least 5 days a week. So, support's good. So if you think that's something you want to do, just contact us at 740-500-8863 and let's sit down and talk about it. And I'm sure we get to be a win-win situation for both of us, the idea of getting your products and services promoted and that kind of thing. So just check it out. I was also going over some cards also. Actually, I was sitting looking at some things today. I was like going over some things, going on. I don't know what it is, with a lot of planets moving or whatever it is, the idea of things coming to a standstill, and it kind of freaks me out with the situation where I don't know if anybody else is having the same problems or not, but it does seem to be driving me crazy at the point because I'm trying to. It's one of the things that generates the capital to actually stay where I'm at. At the same time, I'm waiting for things to come in. So if you have a situation like that, where I'm going and reading, focusing on the affirmations, doing everything and anything I can. And I don't know what's going on with the situation, but it does kind of drive you crazy, don't it? And right now, I have so many things that are on hold that today is not a good day for that, you know? It's like looking at the situation going, I deserve to be compensated for all I put out there, so therefore I can continue on my ascension path of, you know, being able to embrace exactly what I'm doing in the process of being more effective and more committed to the people I work with. So the donations and those things, we appreciate each and every one of those, and keep them coming. It's one of those things where you want to sit here and ask people and say, you know something, if anybody out there would like to contribute to the idea of the of what's, I guess it's one of those things where it's kind of hard to sit there and say, hey guys, we're looking at a situation where if I don't come up with any money before tomorrow at 11, I'm going to have to figure out something else to do, as in the place that I'm staying. And I'm really looking for some other place to really, it's one of those things where I guess the one thing I'm trying to say is it was kind of confusing because of all the work that I've done, which I continue to do every freaking day, to sit here and be at a point right now of still waiting for the compensation to come through. I was sitting here going, okay, it should be here now. It should be falling in my lap. So if anybody would like to contribute to actually donating to the idea of actually helping me keep my room for another week until I can actually figure out what the problem is with the finances, it would be highly appreciated. And on that note, let's go back to shuffling for the cards and give a good card out for people. And maybe I know when we do these cards, it's just that I think it's a message for everybody who sees it. So let's see what happens. I'm sitting here digging. I'm able to sit here and come to you. I'm sitting here shuffling cards. Don't worry, I'll be done before June. How about that full moon? But I was sitting here going over the thing, and I'm going to shuffle one more time. Got some cards I pulled out here. I always like to cut the deck for some reason. Seems to work for me. Okay. Well, the card came up was body care. When you think of the body care card, to me it's one of those things of focusing on body, as in the physical fitness and making sure that you do the things you got to do. Sometimes we got to look at the situation. If we make a decision where we're feeding into fear, where we don't think we should do anything with our bodies, women have a tendency to have a fear that when they work out and do physical things and that kind of stuff, they think they're scared of getting bigger. When actually what happens is in the process of starting workouts and getting in that shape, at first there will be a slight increase in weight, but also it's just body mass. It's actually muscle mass. But after you do it for a while, then everything has a tendency to tone up. And you ever seen the people, you know, seen the muscle tone and the definition? Well, that's what happens with the definition. It's like the idea of getting the muscle in shape first. As you get it in shape and tone it up, it has a tendency to pull back. It's like, I guess you would sit here and say it's body, like not just body care, but it's like body shaping. When you work out and you do those things, there are certain things you have to go through first if you haven't done a program for a while to put it back into. And so you have to get back to the original because sometimes being out of shape, you have to go through a certain thing. So there's certain things that happen within your body because of being subjected to something new. First of all, you have the tendency to drain water. But also that we have to realize that muscle weighs more than fat. So in the process of gaining a little slight movement of weight, what you're actually doing is you're replacing that fat with actual muscle. So that's one of those things you got to put in perspective to see those things going on. But also with body care, also, that especially for your light workers out there, doing aerobics and doing some kind of circuit program actually stimulates your chakras. And when you stimulate your chakras, it's a way of, you know, activating, balancing, and clearing at the same time. It's been one of those things where you can take a nice deep breath after doing a nice circuit program and actually clearing out your chakras at the same time balancing them out. And exercise and activity like those kind of things really help out. So if it was one of those things you're kind of wondering about working out, what's more important? You know, if you're actually trying to be more, if you're trying to open yourself up and you're trying to clear your body, you have to also clear your spiritual part too, which is the chakras, your aura, all those things have to be cleansed at the same time. But they also are connected to the physical part. So the physical part has to be, you know, stimulated too as well, so they work as a whole. So we see when we've got body care. Body care means just that. And even some of the instructions we had where it was talking about working on yourself, as in changing your thinking, doing mirror work, focusing on your objectives, your goals, that kind of stuff. Also on the list is body care. So, you know, they all go hand in hand. So keep that in mind, too, as well, that if you're scared of working out because you're scared what people are going to think, and if you're thinking about your body, and when you're looking at the situation, what's the one thing you're doing that for in the first place? You know, be content with yourself, be content within yourself. Also see yourself for who you really are, which is that essence within yourself. The body is just transportation, but it needs to be really strong transportation, as in we seem to take care of more of our cars than we do our own bodies. So take that consideration. Vitamins, nutrition, all those things are great, but the body also has to be stimulated physically too as well. So find something. Even if it's just a simple circuit program. I like doing circuit programs myself. Circuit programs are great. All you got to do is find one or two exercises per body part and do one right after another. That's a whole cycle. And what it does is it tones you up, burns fat, clears your system. And also, if you're a person who has a tendency to eat junk food all the time and you don't like yourself, how you feel, go work out because you can actually cleanse your body. And when you get your body into that stasis, in that kind of situation, you can actually get yourself to a point where if you've taken things in your body, you can actually work with your body to actually clear and cleanse your body of those toxins too as well. All right? Get you some nice spring water, cleansing. Some of these things that people do for the flexor systems and that kind of stuff can be actually more harmful than helpful. So try to do as natural as you can, but if you really focus, this is another thing you can do with meditation. You can take meditations and focus and just clear those toxins out of your body almost as soon as you put them in your body. It's just that you have to learn not to put them in your body in the first place and try to wean yourself off those things, because people don't realize one thing with the preservatives in the foods these days, especially in donuts and sweets. They know how those things sell, so they want to keep them on the shelf as long as they can. So they have a lot of preservatives in them. But also, some of these preservatives have a tendency to also stimulate your stomach. There's a mechanism in your stomach that makes you want to eat all the time. So if you're a person who's eating any kind of sugar or any kind of sweets, there's more likely preservatives in there. If you catch yourself going, why am I hungry all the time? Maybe you should sit there and think about the foods that you're eating. If you're eating any kind of chips, any kind of junk food, any kind of preservative, even some of the healthy foods that we think they're healthy, like Uncle Ben's rice that they got the prepackaged things, the way you notice these things is sometimes if you really do ingest a lot of these things, they can also cause migraines and headaches because of the chemicals within the product to preserve it. So that's another thing, too, you got to watch out for, too. But hunger is one of them, because they stimulate this thing to keep you eating all the time. It's almost like some of these companies want you to eat, because they're scared if you don't keep eating, they're not going to make any money. This is the thing about situations that we have to take in consideration of going within our meditations to keep us in a focus on healthy lifestyles, healthy foods, and to even focus with the angels and that kind of thing to actually guide us and lead us in the right direction. Or even when we're in the store and we're having a hard time picking up the sweets and we want to, you know, just eat a whole box of cookies or something. And, you know, so turn and ask the angels for protection or, you know, just help you. This one book I have was called Healing with the Angels. It actually has prayers in there that you can actually work with the angels to help you curb your cravings for toxins and sweets and that kind of thing. So check that out, too. The name of the book is called Healing with the Angels by a lady named Doreen Virtue. So the next time you sit and look at my website and you see, how can you do a reading with one card? I just did. So if anybody wants to get a reading from me, a private reading, I'd love to sit down with you guys. If you guys want to donate some money and help me keep the room and keep the focus going on, please do so. It would be great. Be helpful. I would appreciate it. I would love it. It's one of those things where, not the rest of you guys, when you get yourself in a situation like this, when you're kind of baffled and you're like, okay, I keep working, I'm frustrated to the point I'm actually throwing things at the wall. You know, I'm doing everything right. Why are things not falling into place as quick as possible right now? What is the problem? You know, is there a problem? And trying to find a solution, the idea of working with the angels and say, hey, can you tell me, point out something? I understand I'm going through a transition, an ascension, and I'm heading in another right, and certain things are kicking in very time, big time. I know my readings and stuff that I'm picking up on are getting really to a point where it seems like it's kind of like channeling and stuff. I just wanted to keep doing it and keep in a position where I could be comfortable enough to actually do it too as well. So it's one of those uncomfortable situations of saying, hey, any kind of help would be appreciative. If you live in Colorado Springs or in this area here and you have an extra freaking room or a couch, appreciate that too. Doesn't always have to be money. It's just the idea. I know for a fact that coming to this room and all the things that have been going on, it is time to move on. I'm just not sure how it's going to happen. And I'm still open, like I always do myself. I mean, I'm constantly saying I'm open to receive, open to receive, open to receive. Even to the point of actually sitting, like I said before, sitting down doing the affirmations and that kind of stuff, I'm not going to give up on those things. No matter what the outcome, it's the idea of looking at the situation and learning from every experience. We might not like it and the way it unfolds, but when these things do unfold, it definitely puts us in a position where we really focus on it never happening again. So put it out there. Anyway, if you guys want to get a reading here, please give us a call here at 646-721-9031. We always say angels, archangels, and masters, be with us now to actually help us to intervene, help us to have our wants, needs, and desires fulfilled at the moment and the minute that we need them. So be it, so it is. So we'd like to do some readings, guys. So give us a call in here and see how it's going to go down. It can drive you crazy. Anyway, that's the card for the day. Let's sit here and go, and we're sitting here looking at some things, and somebody's calling. They're going to be calling in. Okay. So, who we have here in the chat room? Let's see. I was looking at some things too. I got freaked out. Getting a little sidetracked here. Let's see. That's a card. And I was actually sitting here looking at this. I will sit here and say one thing. There it is. I was actually looking for the Book of Angel numbers. The number I was seeing all freaking day was this one here. I keep seeing there's 222s, but the one I seen in particular a while ago, I also saw the other one today, 555. That was interesting. I've seen that before. And if anybody wants to know what a 555 is, it says, "Shoot's changes are rumbling throughout your entire life." Boy, they got that one right. To keep these changes on the highest possible course, be sure to keep your thoughts positive and stay centered in prayer and affirmations, which is what I've been doing. So we sit here and look at the situation going, something's going to break loose anytime now, I'm telling you. Yes. So we got that number going on. We also saw the 22s. And we saw the one, which was actually 822. I've seen 122. So I'm sort of looking that one up right now. It's amazing how everybody thinks, it's like everybody's sitting there going, okay, is he talking about me? When I saw about the chips and the donuts and stuff, I was like, everybody calm down, relax. You guys are just too perceptive, aren't you? So I was sitting there. Actually, 822 means the more that you stay optimistic, the better your financial situation gets. All right? Because I was sitting there looking at the whole thing myself where it was like there was a situation that was supposed to happen today. I was supposed to get $200 today, which I would have got that, no big deal. But it seems like when it comes to family, they kind of freak you out, I'm telling you. I called my mom and, like, where's it at? My brother's would have paid me for all the services I did for him and getting his house in order so I could actually rent it out, which has been rented out for two or three months now. And I was looking at the situation going, okay, you know, I guess it's one of those situations where you do everything that you're supposed to do. And when things don't happen, I've been in this situation before too. And it just seems like coming to the floodgates, you know, you're like the water on the other side, and you've come down the stream and you've hit the water gate, waiting for it to just open up. Because you know, once it opens up, the flow starts all over, starts again, and everything's gonna be great, have a great time, fun, you know, all those kind of things, and you know it's right on the other side. But when you come to these. And I was sitting there looking at the situation and going, okay, but it needs to happen today. So it's one of those things. But the one thing I was sitting there saying to everybody, if you're in the same kind of boat as I am, is just the idea of sitting here and breathing, keeping calm, keeping focused. Like, because it's funny how you see these numbers and they keep saying, keep the faith, keep the faith. I mean, because I saw the other one too. It was like, for example, 122. 122 was the one I saw last night. Zip, 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 says, stay positive. It says, stay filled with faith because heaven is working behind the scenes to help your manifestations appear. The more positive your thoughts and feelings, the faster and the better this manifestation occurs. I just want to sit here and look at the situation and re-examine everything else and see maybe if I'm missing something or not doing something enough, or maybe just a little bit of doubt or fear is creeping in somewhere where it needs to be pushed out. So therefore, the manifestation, the solution can actually come forward in a visible form right now. With the idea of opening my door up and finding that nice stack of cash would be great. And it's been amazing. And probably you're also one of those people, too, who have also had the situation where people tell you stories about, I was in the crisis of a certain situation, and the night before, I found $120 on the floor that had been sitting there all week, you know? And we also sit and focus and talk about the ideal of manifestation. We're talking and working with other people on how to do it, and then we have the situation. I'm not sure exactly what to do with it, but this one here was kind of crazy in itself because it's like it's been progressive. Things have been happening all day because I saw also it was, sorry, I passed it up. It was the other one, too, of 322. And 322 was, this is a strong message from the Ascended Masters urging you to keep the faith and thus experience faith's magical magnetic power, which draws to you everything good that you desire. And someone called me, I was talking to someone yesterday, and they brought up Saint Expedient, where you can actually bring and use this. And I actually found a website, too, it was kind of funny, too, that actually had prayers. And it was interesting in itself. Actually, I've been trying to find it. Oh, I get it. Okay. Where are we at here? I was actually looking for my favorites. I was actually trying to pull up some of those prayers, too. Thought it'd be right there. I guess not. Anyway, it was some great prayers. I checked them out myself. Yes, they are good. I was there trying to pull up the thing here with Facebook. I know one of these icons up here is for... I saw it the other day, too. Don't you love that one? Let's see. Okay. I just saw it the other day. All right. Anyway, there was Saint Expedient. Why can't I find that? If anybody wants to call and get a reading, I'd love to sit down and do a reading with somebody right now. Fantastic. Whoever would be, whoever wants to call in, whatever's going to go on, going down. If anybody in the chat room would like to have a card pulled for them or answer a question or whatever you would like, please let us know, and we'd be glad to answer this for you. Because I was actually looking for... I can't find that one. That's when I see the favorites. It was right there. I was that ready to lose it. All right, let's pull that up. Saint Expedient. Saint Expedient is the patron from those who hope for rapid solutions to problems, who wishes to avoid or put an end to delays, and who wants general financial success. His aid is also sought by those who wish to overcome procrastination as a personal bad habit, as well as by shopkeepers and sailors. His feast day is April 19th. Really? Expedient is typically depicted as a young Roman centurion holding aloft a cross marked, I think it's Hodi, which means today in Latin. Hodi. I guess what you're trying to say, I like to have the money in my hands right now in the Hodi, today, and squashing a crow beneath his right foot. Out of the drying crow's mouth issues a word ribbon, cross, or C-R-A-S, crass, tomorrow in Latin, which is the ideal, thus expedient, destroys a vague tomorrow in favor of a definite today. This is interesting. But there was actually some prayers, and the prayers were pretty cool. I liked it. The one I was looking at way here was called Our Dear Martyr and Protector, Saint Expedient. You who know what is necessary and what is urgently needed, I beg you to intercede before the Holy Trinity that by your grace my request will be granted. Mine was, and it says, state your petition, which is the ideal, stating the ideal of having the money to actually pay the patriot all the money they need so I can stay in this room for a week to reissue things to go in a nice little transition into my nice new apartment. May I receive your blessings and favors in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's actually got three of them on here, but that was the one I was gravitated towards, so that's the one I liked. So it's just the ideal of focusing on having all the money I need to stay here and to proceed with my purpose, my life, the ideal of focusing on continuing to get service and to continue on helping everyone who crosses my path. And that money would be dropped in my lap, into my hand, right now. So be it, so it is. Kind of throw a little twist on there, you know, this or something better is now manifesting for me now. In perfect harmony, in perfect, satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I was sitting looking at the thing going, I just feel like I needed to do that. And I will get readings and money and donations tonight. So be it, so it is. I love that one. And I love the girl who just said it. So, let's go on here with the situation and say, this is good. So if anybody wants to call in, and it's actually Saint Expedient, and the left, I want to make sure I get the website right, too. Because it's like Lucky, I think it's luckymojosaintexpedient.com. So go check that out. If you're having some kind of difficulty, some kind of a situation, then do it. Actually looking at some things here and there. People freaking out about certain things and that kind of stuff. Because I guess the site's got all kinds of stuff on there, so check it out. I think that, April, you should check it out too, because at the bottom here it was talking about candles, and there's also a section here that talks about a free love spell archive. Free money spell archives, protection, all kinds of good stuff. So go check it out. So I'll sit there and make sure I actually have the website right. But it says Lucky Mojo, SamExpedient.com. So go check that out. I think it covers about anything and everything you think of. All right, so I see the queue, but I don't see you. So give us a call here at 646-721-9031. Anybody who would like to get a reading, a couple questions answered, please give us a call. Anything? Be glad to sit here and talk to each and every one of you. That's what we're here for, the idea of quietness and, you know. And actually what I'm going to do here is I got to get some fluids real quick. So therefore, with all the readings I've been doing today, I won't get any headaches. So we're going to play a little song for you called Child of Innocence by Kansas, and we'll be right back. Okay. Well, let's try this again. Let's see here. All right, everybody stay in the chat room. I'll be right back. I'm going to try this again. It's one of those things, sometimes I don't understand it, but Mercury and Mars and some of the planets are really causing some chaos right now. Which can drive you up the freaking walls. Let's see what we got here. All right. Let's see here. Yeah, guys. If you got some questions about anything. Because we're starting to talk about Atlantis, so we did have a couple of people ask a couple of questions about the idea. Do you think it'll come back? What the? I'm just really getting a little irritated with this thing right now. Because I don't understand why it's even being this way. There's no reason for this. I will switch things out so freaking quick. All right. Sometimes I don't like planets because they're driving me crazy. But what do you know? All right. Does anybody hear any music? Hello. April, are you there?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I've been here the whole time just listening to you.
I'm having so much trouble technically here because I was trying to play some music and all of a sudden until I push on something, it doesn't do anything. Okay, hold on. Well, we got that one working. You got that working. That's not the one I want to play. The one I want to play is the one right above it.
Child of Innocence.
Yeah, I want to play Child of Innocence.
Thank you. Thank you.
cast in the web of an ancient spell. I'm holding on to life, I'm drifting in a stream. Everything's much clearer now, we live within a dream and never away.
Spiritual Link Talk Radio, and you're on Block Time Radio. We're doing readings tonight. Still got 55 minutes left in the show, so give us a call. 646-721-9031. If there's anybody out there listening, here in the Colorado Springs area, you'd like to have the next room or a couch to freaking crash on, I really appreciate it. Give us a call at 740-500-8863, or if you like, donate by going to the donation. Actually, go to my website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. If you'd like to donate, just help me in a situation of getting through this week, or just for a day or two, or just whatever you got that you can actually spare. One of those things, doesn't matter, whatever. I would appreciate anything at this moment with the situations are coming through and that kind of thing. So, also, the situation, we have a sponsor for our show, Richard Palenga, who actually has a website called DivineBodyWash.com, so go check that out. Spiritual product, natural product, and it's great because we're all looking for natural. And this is one of those products out there that can help you with that whole thing and get those toxins and chemicals that you've been putting in your body with some of the shampoos and stuff that we use, even toothpaste and that kind of stuff, that you can actually change those things. So check it out, DivineBodyWash.com. And also Richard's saying that for everybody who donates $25, from our listeners, he'll give you a bottle of body wash. Also, if you donate $35 or more, he'll also give you also a bottle of body mist. So check it out, those kind of things, and, you know, work with it. It's like one of those great things. You donate, get a great product. It also helps us to keep that message going on. And if you also want to be a sponsor for the show, please do so. It's only simply a $40 fee each month to sponsor the show, and we'll also promote you and your product and your services, whatever it is. And so keep that in mind, too, as well. Also, like I said before, I do private readings too as well, so if you want to give me a call for private reading, call me at 740-500-8863 or call me at through Skype at 740-601-9835, or maybe just use my Skype name, which is in small letters, donald.reed8. or contact me to my website at, contact me on my website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. It's one of those situations, just put it in there and kind of thing. So if you want to donate, and our, when we do special prices for people who call in the reading, because right now we have specials going for April, and if you give a call during the show, you can get a 75-minute reading for $35 flat, $35 fee for a 75-minute session. For a 45-minute session, it's 25, and for a 25 minutes, it's 15. All right, we have a one-card reading, too. It takes about 15 or 20 minutes, and it's only $10, okay? We also have 90-minute sessions that are going for a flat $75. All right, those are usually, if you go on my website, you'll see that a 75-minute reading is actually $125. A 45 is actually $75, and I think it's 25 is actually $55. And the 90-minute sessions usually go for $135. And we also do parties, and we do group readings too, which usually go for $150. But everything's group readings, parties, 90-minute sessions, they're all $75. We also have blocks of time where you can actually get a block of 45 minutes for $100. So it's whatever, you know, just give us a call. We'll give you all the details and everything we have. And we've been telling people, if you call and leave a message while we're doing the show, we'll knock off a 10%. And for the group readings and parties, for new clients, we also knock off 10% off that price too, the special price, okay? So keep that in mind as well. Give us a call at 740-500-8863. April, are you there? She's not there. April.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I had my phone on mute because my mom was talking to me.
Okay, no problem. All I was going to say was, you do readings and stuff like that, and you have a website, so give everybody information, if you would, please.
Yeah, my website is www.aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com, and I can also be reached on Skype. My Skype username is ultraviolet0007. And my phone number is
919-600-1904. All right. I'm sitting here looking at Charlotte. Let's see. We do have a caller in the queue. I was kind of wondering what happened to Dee tonight. I guess we'll find out later, huh?
Yeah.
All right, just go to the phones and area code. The snake is chasing the tail. There we go, 602. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Richard. What's up? Richard,
good,
how are you?
Good.
That's good.
Doing good.
So give us a little, you know, so. I was like, just trying to figure out.
Yeah.
So how are you doing?
Dealing with the departure of my grandmother,
mm-hmm.
and just with all that type of stuff, and just working on myself.
You've been working a lot, haven't you?
Yeah. But it's really not work. It's just more like time for myself. You can see it as work, but in all actuality, it's just time.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh.
Yeah, I was going over some things, too.
So.
It's one of those quiet modes tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting for a miracle. I was like, a miracle's going to happen right now. Okay, I'm just going to go, like, I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning going, okay, everything's solved, all solutions are gone, because they've already been utilized, and everything's fine. And
oh, everything's great. That lawyer sent me a copy of the trust, so
that's good.
That was a big, big step. And
that was the one part she was worried about the most, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, I know my mom plundered the bank accounts, but you know what? Oh, well, that's hers. She did whatever she did. I'll get my part, and oh, well, move on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go open this business and do this business the way it's supposed to be instead of Mickey Mouse. So, anytime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it seems like you're getting the pieces of the puzzle slowly.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But surely.
You know, it's on divine timing. I was just wondering if I could get a quick little reading from you.
What's that?
I wonder if I can get a quick little reading from you. See what your guides and higher power said today for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one thing I picked up the most was the idea of the signs. Keep getting a gravitation of more signs coming through.
Mm-hmm.
As in, pay attention now. Things are going on. I was actually sitting there doing some stuff today, but I was actually talking to April about actually focusing on the remote viewing thing myself, because I was sitting there talking to a lady. I was actually trying to pick up streets and addresses, and I couldn't see this guy's house because of all these bushes, but I saw a number, and I was like, oh, no, I wonder where to come at. But I was sitting there looking at the cards, and the first thing I picked out of the cards was the signs card, and it was just showing signs, and it was just like, watch for the signs of what you put out there. Because now they're starting to fall into place, like dominoes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I was talking about before. That's the same thing I see. It's like being right at the floodgates, just waiting for the things to open up. And once they do, hang on.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was sitting there looking at the other one, and it was focusing on keep your intentions focused. And with the situation, like you said before, you know, there seems to be, I'm just saying, with the situation, I keep picking up on the idea of resentment, in some sense of the word, that you're trying to keep under wraps.
Right.
It says you need to find an outlet for that.
Yeah.
And the next card that came up was breathe. So, okay. Breathe.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, take deep breaths, you know. I can't change the past, you know.
Yes.
She died in January. You know,
mm-hmm.
They just told me 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. You know, I wasn't able to go to the funeral, but you know what? Oh, well.
Well, you know,
she knew I was there.
That's true. She did, because she wasn't there.
Exactly.
Not in a body, but she was, like, there. And it's like when you, I don't know, you didn't get to go. And it's one of those situations where I feel like at the same time they were at the funeral, I don't think she was there. I feel like she was with you.
Mm-hmm.
She don't like those people.
No.
So it's like, you know, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I heard someone say something.
Huh? Puppy dog. Puppy dog.
Okay.
On the bed.
April, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I was just wondering, as we're going through this, I'm talking to Richard, if he was picking anything up too as well. Because the next card I got was passion, and it's talking about the trusted fellow, your renewed passion, and your love life and career. They're, like, connected to you. Yeah. And, Richard, you're studying health and the holistic dieting, aren't you?
No, not really.
I think you should put a little more intensity in that. Sometimes I've seen with resentment has a tendency to fester because of certain toxins in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And being around toxic people is like being around chemicals. Just check out some health and holistic dieting and stuff. See what I'm talking about. I think you understand that sometimes it's not the idea of clearing the foods and stuff out of your system, but the idea of clearing those toxic toxins from other people. You know, like for example, they sent you something that Well, okay, what was it again? They sent you that the papers you needed.
The trust.
The trust. Well, they touched those chemicals. They touch those things. So therefore, it's the ideal realizing it still gets transferred. So it's the ideal protecting yourself and that kind of stuff. That when you, I've seen people do this. They'll touch a piece of paper that somebody that they know that connected to that whole thing. They'll pick up the stuff from them. It'll affect their mood. It also affects their aura.
Right.
Are you thinking of getting a motorcycle?
You there, Richard?
Yeah.
She was asking motorcycles. Yeah, she said that she saw you. She saw you with a motorcycle.
Huh.
I don't know. Sometimes these things can be metaphoric, you know. A motorcycle could also indicate the idea of the ride you're about ready to take.
All
right. That's good. That's good. Yeah, so it's like this. It's like looking at the motorcycle, okay, Richard? And it's like you're driving further and further away from the situation and everything else going toward your goals. That's what I get it as. And if you want to buy a motorcycle or kind of a notion comes to you, I think you should think about it. It just seems to explore your crazy side. Anyway, I don't know if it makes any sense to you, Richard, but the thing I see with you, okay? So it's the ideal passion. Because, yeah, there's a lot of things been going on lately, the ideal of having any kind of passion, any kind of focus on anything else besides what's been going on at work. Because the first thing I picked up with you is work is like therapy for you.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like the situation, you know, anything with romance or any kind of thing focusing on yourself, it was like you're working all the time and trying to separate yourself from those situations where you don't want to think about it or feel or anything like that anyway.
Right.
So it's like almost like looking at the situation going, you know, transition, ascension, whatever people want to call it. I think it's one of those things that people have a tendency to focus on that too much. I'm going through an ascension. Aren't we all? You know?
Right.
It's one of those situations where they're going, are you going through an ascension? Are you going through a point in your life where you like attention? You know? So it's not ascension, it's attention, and it's being disguised by a little bit of arrogance in that kind of situation. But when I look at your situation, it's almost like the idea that you're going to Denver soon too, aren't you?
I was thinking about it.
I think you should go to Denver, and I think you should venture down to Colorado, and we should open a freaking metaphysical store. It's just a thought. But
that thought's already crossed me a couple times.
Okay.
I'll be actually taking a tour of the country and open about 3 or 4 shops.
Okay. Just as long as you got to help me open one up too.
Anyway. That's not a problem.
Okay.
It's gonna be a good shop. It's gonna be a great shop. It's gonna be very helpful.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was sitting there because I don't know if you heard earlier when I was sitting there talking about everybody. It's like telling people donate the money right now. It's like I can actually stay where I'm at because this is today, and then tomorrow I got to have something to give these people, which I have nothing right now, which I should have something right now. I mean, you ever have one of those feelings where there's something or someone is supposed to come through, you just don't know where it's coming from or who it is, but you know it's there, like knocking at your door, but then you're at that, I call it the D time, and you're saying, okay. Something's got to happen now, right now, and kicking myself in the head going, okay, I could sit there and go over 50 million reasons why I don't have the money to pay her now, but the point is I'm trying to focus on everything happened the way it was supposed to happen to the point maybe this is also another learning lessons of just allowing yourself to really prove the spiritual part. I did it, you can ask April, I did it at the beginning of the week. That was yesterday. Anyway, no, there was some money came through on Sunday. I was sitting there going, okay, I have no problem with things sometimes. And if I get money for the rent, that kind of stuff, and I got to fast, I have no problem. I always see the things as in a positive thing because I remember fasting the first time. It was one of the best experiences I ever had, and it was also the same situation where I was sitting there having trouble paying the rent, had no food. My angels came to me and said, you're fine. I said, well, I haven't eaten in 5 days. And they're going, Well, look at the situation. You're always looking for an opportunity to fast, and you just fasted for 5 days. And it kind of opened my eyes up to sort of look at the situations and go, I never thought about it that way. And I didn't really feel it. It was more of a, there's always that little piece when you're fasting that somebody will come by with a steak and kind of mess you up for a minute. It's just the idea of refocus and put it back down where you got to go. Yeah, so I was sitting there going, okay, what am I going to do at this moment? You know, it's kind of funny, too, because I'm sitting here going, I would love someone to knock on the door and say, hey, I got an extra room. You can stay in there or look in my account and find money sitting there and say, okay, we got the rent paid for another day or two. I mean, that's how I am right now. It's not the idea. If someone gave me the money for a week so I can actually get my head clear, that'd be great. If it was 2 days, 1 day, whatever. Even if it was only $5, that's the idea of someone going, okay, somebody out there opens up as much as they could. And I like those things. I think it's a learning experience for everybody. It's just sometimes it can be a little stressful, the situation, because I know migraines were kicking me yesterday. And I was trying not to really focus on it because I'm like, okay, nothing's going to happen until Wednesday morning because I got until 11 o'clock. But, boy, I was freaking out. And right now it's one of those things to keep from going outside and just start screaming. Because it's like what I was talking about at the beginning of the show. I read the books. I do the affirmations. I did the prayer yesterday. I talked to a friend of mine. We sit down and actually work together, and I answer some questions for her and that kind of stuff. I'm sitting there going, I've done this before where I get frustrated and go, okay, I'm doing the work. I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to do. I'm having a great time. How come the solution hasn't presented itself yet? What brick is still in the way? So I'm sitting, I'm sitting here going, I should be freaking out more than I am, but I'm still trying to maintain that calmness, but there still seems to be some kind of calmness down there because when I was talking about the breathing thing earlier, realistically, when you breathe, it hits the solar plexus, and that's what you want to balance out anyway, because that's where you feel that, where you feel out of control, you feel vulnerable, and the solar plexus is in control. That's your chakra for power and control. So when you feel powerless or things are not, when you feel like they're controlling, it can freak you out, and that's where I'm at. So I'm breathing a lot. I just got to watch it. I don't start hyperventilating. But I know for a fact I'm just going to keep doing this. And whatever presents itself, we'll just get that flow. But I'm like, it's like when I was looking at your cards, passion. Yeah, so I'm getting that passion. I'm having a great time right now. And a lot of good things are happening. I can't let this one little, I don't know what you call it, blip or whatever it is, keep me from going
in the road.
Yeah. So I was sitting there going, counselor, you are definitely, I don't know what you do for a living. I think I do. You told me once before, but the one thing that kept on coming up was natural counselor and the ideal of you as a counselor, and many people have benefited from your guidance and reassurance too as well. So I don't see why you're not doing that full time.
Well, I will soon, in time.
I'm just saying, seriously, when you get to Denver, I'd love to sit down and, I'd love to do some, I like to, some of the people, this is what I work at. I do a lot of readings on the phone and that kind of stuff. I would love to sit down with these people and do readings in person. I think there's a little bit of difference about that when you do it in person. I don't know what it is. When I had my first shop, it was one of those great experiences of sitting down with people and going, okay. Because I could sit there and do everything because people would freak out and go, you just did 2 card readings. You just did a palm reading for me. You answered my questions. How much is this going to cost me? I said, just $25. And they're like freaking out going, no. And it's kind of funny how people do that too. Especially here in Colorado. It was kind of funny because people were like, no. I said, oh, is that too much? And they go, no, that's too little. It's $40. And I'm like, okay, where's those people at now? Anyway, it was fun. I guess I miss doing palm readings. I don't like anything between me and what I do. I want to get back in that situation again.
Mm-hmm.
So, Richie, do you have a scooter or anything that's like a motorcycle?
No, I don't.
Huh, I wonder what that's all about. Anyway.
I don't know.
You should start looking yourself up and getting you a scooter or a motorcycle.
No, I think I'm going to get me a sports car. I'm going to give me a brand new Corvette or something. something that I've always wanted.
A what?
Brand new Corvette.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead and do that, Rob. Richard.
Soon as all that this paperwork, I'll apply for an inheritance loan tomorrow. So if I get some of that money going. And then when the house sells, I'll get the rest of my money.
Well, the one, I guess the final card I got for you was overcoming difficulties. The worst is behind you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so a lot of confirmations for you there.
Mm-hmm. Just got to do it.
Got to do it. That's the whole thing, too. I'm telling people we can hear all the stuff we want to hear, but we got to also do the movement.
Mm-hmm.
Move, move, move.
There is no wrong move as long as there's movement.
Exactly. Because you always find out everything you ever wanted to find out about anything when you put yourself into it. It's kind of crazy that people sit on the outside going, I don't know if I should do this or not. Well, you'll never find out if you should or shouldn't if you don't do it.
Exactly.
Because I was sitting there checking out some things, too, and I'm like, today was one of the days, too. I was sitting there going, a lot of people have a tendency to get in situations like I'm in and just kind of freak out. And then they kind of immobilize themselves, you know, like keep themselves in a room or something like that, center staring at the wall trying to figure out what's going on, what to do. And I was just like, I put everything out there. I've done what I can. I've talked to everybody. I've called everybody. Nothing's coming through. And I think the one that really ticks me off the most is to have $200 and to have all kinds of money coming in, just not on the day that I need to be here. Because I called my mom today, and she was like, well, let me talk to your brother, and we'll see what we're going to do. I said, well, it'd be great if those guys would call me back and tell me what they didn't do, you know? But the one thing I did today was I went to the gym, worked out, and then I went back. I went to Manitou Springs, went hiking, and then I came back down, and I was like, okay, I'm good. You know, just live your life. Because I feel like that's what you need to do anyway, because you got to live, live, live. But if you sit there and just don't do nothing, then nothing happens, you know?
Right.
So we were having some fun.
Yep.
I wanted to sit there and ask you, I should know this too, where are you?
Phoenix, Arizona.
That's what So I was like freaking out. Why can't I remember that? Anyway. Because I think I've asked you this.
You first gave me a read and I was in Houston, Texas.
Oh, that's probably why then.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the last time I talked to you, you was in Phoenix.
Right. How did you play that? I was in Houston.
Okay. Well, that's the thing I got here right there is that's the one card that sticks out to me the most. It's overcoming difficulties. The worst is behind you now. So it's just it's like looking at your life, okay? And just keep jumping the hurdles. Don't allow anything to stop you. Just keep going, going, going.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's going to get really, I just feel like for some reason here, really soon, it's just going to be so easy. It's like going down a freaking sliding board with oil all over it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, brace yourself.
Yeah, I've just been just letting things happen. And I'm not worrying about how it's going to happen, knowing that it's just going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have no control.
Well, the only control you got is to let go.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Yep.
Is there any other question I can answer for you, Richard, before you go?
No, that's pretty much it.
We do thank you for all the sponsorship, too, and the support of the show. I really appreciate that, okay?
Not a problem. We just got to do it on a bigger scale.
Well, you never know. The future, I always say that, but I think we do know what the future holds, where we sit and look at things and go, you know, I see bigger things coming for both of us. So, hey, any idea working together? I think that to be a good partnership. So that's why I threw it out there for it. Things come to my mind all the time. They have a tendency to go running out of my mouth like, you know, horses and a freaking crab as someone just opened the gate. So
Yeah, my horse won a couple weeks ago.
You what?
I said my horse won a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A month after, we're going to put him down about 6 weeks ago. He had a stomach infection and decided to give him the night. He pulled it out. Got back in training and went for a shake back about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm running a heart attack. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, I'll just hold up. Yeah, you get a chance to come down here. The one other one to do a lot of is horseback riding. You ever been down this area before, Richard?
No. Actually, the closest I've been to Colorado was Farmington, New Mexico.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I went to Mexico once, hitchhiking in the back of a pickup truck. By the time we got to our destination, there was a nice little film of ice on my freaking jeans. Anyway, it was a cold ride. Anyway, well, Richard, we got a couple other callers in the queue. But
yeah, just put me back on hold, please.
Oh, no problem, man. No problem at all.
All right.
Cool. You have a good night.
Thank you, Don.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Let's try it again. There we go. Let's go to April.
Yes.
How are you? Was you on mute again?
Yeah.
So you got some commotion going on over there?
Yeah, my brother.
Ice and stuff like that. Huh?
Holy crap, there's a lot of people in the queue.
There is?
Yes. Have you looked at the queue?
Yeah, I did. Well, I'm kind of curious. I'm going to go here. Well, some of them have question marks, and then one doesn't, but every once I check one, I never know. I like the old queue better in some ways if they would have put the hands back in there. Because last time when we had the queue, the older queue that we had, it had hands. So when someone pushed a one, they had to push a one for a hand to go up. I'd actually get these little hands that pop up. So I knew people who wanted to get on and people who didn't. Let's check a couple here, huh? Area code 901. Was you wanting to get on the show and ask a couple questions?
No, I'm just listening in. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. It's like I said before, I'm trying to get used to this queue with the little question marks, so it don't tell me anything. All right. I'll put you back on hold. I'm sorry. Let's see. Let's go to 718.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Are you kidding me? How did he get on the floor?
He was fine. But
hello?
And what's your name? Vicky?
This is Lisa. How are you, Psychic Journey Man?
I'm so good. What is
good.
That noise?
That's the television. My apologies.
Okay. No problem. Just messes with a factor point here, trying to slow down. Just kidding. Anyway, so how long have you been listening?
Oh, I just went to the show generally over a year now, I believe.
Oh, okay.
But on the
no, we were sitting there trying to top on some subjects. But earlier, we were talking about coming to that focus, coming to that one point where you're sitting there going, "How come things haven't fallen into place yet?" Because today would be really good for something to fall into place. Where it's like, "There you go." To take care of situations that's going on right now.
I think you got to let go of the results.
I got to let go of the results.
You already put it out there, so just let the universe do the how and the when.
I know.
Just be ready. That's my
well,
interpretation.
That's great. I'm just saying, tomorrow morning it's going to be like 11 o'clock. Where is the money? You know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
No, I was just saying. I was just wondering if you've ever been in a situation like that yourself.
Yes, I have. I mean, even earlier today, then I realized, you know what, I'm doing everything I can to get everything in line, so it'll just fall into place at this point. What else can I possibly do? So that's how I look
right.
at the situation. What else? There's nothing else I can actually do except just let go, because I've done everything. So that's it.
Exactly, that's it. What can you do, right? What can you do except for let go of it? So, yeah, so I think it's one of the things today was one of those situations where keeping yourself busy. I went hiking. That was fun. I didn't go as far as I usually do, but it was. I think it was one of those things where you go to a certain point, sit down, look at the freaking beauty, and sort of look at the situation and go, okay, this is great, this is fantastic. This is not going to stop anytime soon. So therefore, the solution is like probably going to fall from the sky, hit me in the head. Anyway, but I guess you would sit there and say, look at today and say, well, everything went smooth. I mean, busy all day. But I'm sure you called in to ask a question or there's a situation going on with a certain guy.
You're picking up on that. I wasn't even going to ask that, but so since you're picking up on that, tell me what you pick up.
I don't know. I keep getting someone wants to slap somebody. But
no, actually, I don't feel like that.
Well,
maybe that's what's on television.
Hey, I warned you ahead of time.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, seriously. I mean, I was telling this one friend of mine who's really good at what she does, and she was sitting there talking to this lady and started picking all this stuff up, and the lady was watching a soap opera, which she was really into.
Yeah.
And she picked up a whole soap opera through her.
Yeah, I'm watching something that's pretty intense that was on.
Mm-hmm.
It just was like, geez, this is really, really intense. But
it seemed like your guy friend, he seems to be a kind of a quiet person.
He's reserved.
And he's younger than you are, and there's a lot of things going on in that situation where sometimes, like you were talking about before, about certain situations need to be let go of and just let things progress and unfold and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot more maturity to him than most people think, but being so reserved as he is, some people don't understand it to the point they even misunderstand him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think you said this before too, he's a great guy, very mature. And it's one of those things of experience, I think, in some sense of the word, but how in the heck are you going to get experience if you don't live it?
Mm-hmm.
It must be a really good movie, huh?
No, I'm listening. I'm actually listening to you. I just lowered it even more when you said that. So, no, I'm listening to you intently.
Mm-hmm.
intensely. Well, one step at a time because, you know, nothing has happened. It's just thoughts
mm-hmm.
and feelings, you know, nothing, because I just, if that's supposed to happen, it will, you know, I mean,
right.
That's like I think about in that particular situation, but, I don't know.
Yes.
But my question was about someone that I confided in the other day. I don't know why I'm questioning this, but just like as far as I confided some of the things I mentioned to you, not obviously not the one deeply, but just shared
right.
my thoughts on the person because she brought this person up. I didn't. And I just like confided in her about it, just like my thoughts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday night, a female friend, what do you pick up about that? Do you feel that, you know, I don't know, I guess it's just welcoming new people into my life and just seeing what type of friend she is. And like, I'm just curious about the energy around that. That was my question.
So you wonder about the energy around your friend.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
I do not say.
Well, can you give me an initial or a first name or like, you know, like Char?
A C.
A C? Okay.
Like cat.
No, no problem. I was there. Oh, really? Interesting. So you had a situation that you want to get the energy around what she felt then?
Well, just in general, me confiding in her, or just, you know, because that's a big deal to me. I mean, we were just, you know, she was telling me things too, but it's just been a new thing for me with certain people. With new people,
mm-hmm.
that's the better way to put it.
Hmm. So you confided in, I don't know, why is it trying to, that's kind of a strange situation because the stuff I pick up is, I get the impression some things you shouldn't confide in her with.
Mm-hmm.
And I, Oh. With the situation, did it have anything to do with health?
With what?
Health.
Health?
Yeah,
but that was something I... You said health, right? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Well, I
yes,
said that to
helps.
A few people in the group. It wasn't anything I said to her one-on-one. It was a group thing because it was a class we were in. But, yeah, I didn't...
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
that was
so
something I didn't confide... I didn't confide in her about that. That was something I said in front of the group.
Okay, but she knew about it.
Well, she was there.
Okay, I'm just confirming.
Well, yeah, oh, no, yeah, yes, sorry, yes.
No, I was
but
just
that was
kidding,
something
you know.
That I overcame. That wasn't anything that I'm dealing with now.
I'm just saying, well, the thing I get with her is that I wouldn't confide in her. That's what you're getting.
Wow.
I wouldn't confide in her about anything because it seems like, yeah, and I'll go with this one too because I was actually getting confirmation from April too, where it was just one of those things where, you know, if things go sour between the two of you, she has no problems with telling people about it and using that as a way. It's like this. It's like getting angry. I'm getting mad at you. I don't like you. So therefore, she will use things against you. And the idea of giving her ammunition, that's what I guess I would look at it.
Oh, God, that's not good.
But these were some feelings you had before you told her.
I don't know. Like,
Let's put it this
like,
way. There was something about her that didn't set with you right lately. Because lately,
there's things
about her that just don't set with you. They just don't set with you anymore.
Exactly.
And
that's why I'm asking
ago.
You this. That's why I'm talking
you,
to you right now.
And you had friends. You guys have been friends for a while, right?
A couple months.
Well, see, I'll put it this way. When you, it's like you're starting to see things about her that you didn't see when you first met her, when you thought she was a certain way. And now you're starting to see things as in, she's not like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because the things that we were talking about, I just, like, she was egging on more than me. Do you understand what I mean? Like, when I brought up the person, she brought him up. But I'm like, this guy's just way too young. You know what I mean? Like, Like, that's what I was saying. And, you know, I was like, maybe if he was, like, 5 years older or 6 years older or something. And, but yeah, like, it didn't seem it didn't seem bad, there were bad intentions. Because I wasn't expressing pursuit. Do you understand what I mean? I was expressing just a thought. And that's something I would express, you know. I don't know how to explain it. You know how I'm being detailed with you about everything? I wasn't that detailed with her.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like
I
would say things that I would say if anybody else asked me. But I wouldn't obviously just start telling everyone. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you pick up about it overall, like going forward?
Like,
about me and her, not anything with the guy. Yeah.
No, as I said, because I was getting interference on the phone. I was like, our connection was like, you started blurping. That's what I call it, blurping, where it's messing with, it doesn't cut you out, it just messes with the words. No, I was sitting, okay. No, it was the thing I was looking at the situation. And also this other information I got too, makes sense too. It seems like you really take friendship seriously, and this friend of yours doesn't.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, why pick up on you? You're just like, you're just that way. You're real. You are real with people. No matter if they irritate you or not, you are who you are. You're not a phony. She seems, that's what she came off as first, is not being nice and being, I gotta do. I'll be everything you want me to be, which I'm not, and which kills the whole thing. Yeah, seriously. So look at the situation. I think she also has an attraction to guys that you date and the people you like. She might come off as she doesn't, but still have an attraction to him at the same time.
That's freaking weird. That's, oh, Lord. Okay.
What's the matter? Is it one of those things that kind of irritates you sometimes when things
are
confirmed for you?
No, that just irritated me because... Okay, this person that I mentioned to the guy, I invited him to join the group to take a class. She's going to be there. I'm not going to be there. And Now I'm just concerned. Not even, like, pursuing him. I don't care about that because that's not even going to happen.
No.
But I don't even want to bring him around if she's that kind of person. But I think he's smart enough to tell the difference.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I mean, he's going to take that class next month. What do you pick up about that for him, I guess, being around her or whatever?
So taking the class for taking the class and doing what he's, and it's like I feel like he's a very focused person. So once he puts his mind to what he's doing, that's why he's there. She would be more of an irritation.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what will he pick up about her?
Well, like I said before, you look at the situation, it's like, you know, I would have to say that I was sitting there reading what April told me about backing off from her gracefully and actually getting new friends.
Mm-hmm.
And just, it's like don't feed into anything about her or know anything more about her. Because realistically, your feelings and what you knew about her in the first place, it seemed like there's like being confirmed one after another anyway. So it's almost like you don't have to ask, just sit back and watch. But also, it's like, I agree with what she said, back away gracefully and on good terms and just go in a different direction. And I think it's one of those things where, you know, she seems to be really caught up in her own little ways, in her own little life, so I don't think she'd even notice. Plus, because it's the best thing for you to do that in the first place.
Yeah, that's a lot to hear
right
now.
I wouldn't worry about him. I'm just saying, when it comes to him, he goes to the class. This is what I see. He goes to the class for what it's there for, and he leaves. She might sit and try to introduce herself or that kind of stuff, but it just seems like he has an agenda, and that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah,
don't
I
think about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost like you also get him, it's like back off from the situation, go the other way kind of thing. I also see in the beginnings for you anyway, a lot of things happening. I think a lot of people are coming to that point where, you know, the gates are about ready to break open anyway, so. And that's the card I get for you. That one card I got was divine timing and new beginning, so just put those two together.
I was thinking it's like the power of thought. Like, it's so funny because, you know, when she would even egg on in this situation,
mm-hmm.
I'm just so glad I never said one thing that I mentioned to you. I just was like, oh, yeah, I mean, he's great. He's definitely a catch, but he's definitely just too young, and it's just, that would never work. You know, me going on and on in that way. But seriously, like, she'd be interested in guys that I'm interested in? Like, to date?
No, that's interesting. I think it's attractive. Conquer. That's the thing I get. So it's like, she carries herself a certain way and tries to pretend that she doesn't, but it's there.
You know, I guess I have a question to help me either confirm or deny. Like, the guy she works with, the man, I don't feel like he's like that, the gentleman. What do you pick up about her partner, the guy that she works with?
No. No, he's nothing like her. They say like attracts like, but in different manners, you know. They seem like they both can be good business people, but they have a tendency to practice in different ways.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. I'm going to be working with her on a short-term venture this week, and she kind of wants to do more big work with me, but I don't think that's going to happen. At least I don't feel like it should, because I just feel like she's partnering, and that's great, but I'm going to go off and do my own thing. I don't want anybody being resentful because I'm all doing my own thing.
Right.
You understand what I mean? I feel like that's what would happen. And I just feel like I'm trying to help her find her own way, because that way she can just go her own way. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, yeah,
that's,
most definitely.
That's what's been popping in my mind right now. Yeah, so I don't know. This is all sitting very strange with me today, and I'm just like, everything was great, and then all of a sudden, like, my stomach started to turn, like, my intuition started to kick in, and it's just like, yeah, like that's how I feel. Like I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, some of the most spiritual growing periods of our lives is when we could have had a really good anything happen with a person, but coming to a realization it's not good. And it's not the idea it could work out. It's the idea we have to ask ourselves, should we, instead of could we? And that's what you see the situation here is the ideal. Things come to the forefront of learning something to actually walk away from the situation. It could be good in some sense of the word, but actually work with a person could actually be something that would work against you in the long run. So why even go down that road when you don't have to?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just focusing on the situation too, what you got going on anyway, and you know what you're going to accomplish. And it just doesn't seem like you need a false pillar that's not going to hold its own weight.
Yeah, I feel like, do you see when I'd be kind of going my separate ways from her, like when we'll actually peacefully be parting?
It says you should start doing it as soon as possible. But you see it. I'm just saying, you see a progression about a month. Huh?
Yeah. Is it after I give the workshop with her, like for her group?
I would say that's the last time you guys would work together.
Okay. And is it because of what we just talked about, or is something else going to happen?
It comes to be his death, and he takes a hand. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I actually see a vision of two hands coming down, pushing her away and you the other.
But it's peacefully, like, not her, like, being all crazy.
Well, true. That's when, well, you know, the vision I saw was two hands coming down and pushing you guys in two different directions. If I would have seen any kind of chaos, one hand would have been smacking somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's a jolt reaction.
Yeah, like, I, my God, my stomach is turning right now. You have no idea.
I can imagine.
Yeah, because the second I thought about him, I got very upset because this is how important he is to me, because it doesn't matter if I ever date him or not, but he's important to me, period, because I've known him for a very long time, years and years, and he's someone that I trust. So I was like, oh, God, thank God that he's, like, I started to get all worried about him, and then I was like, I don't need this kind of drama, and I don't want to bring him into any craziness. Yeah. Yeah, and it's just like, I don't know. Oh, my goodness. Sidebar, do you see me going into work tomorrow with this guy that I work with named Johnny? Or, like, physically going to see him?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Do you see me working with him any other day of the week up until, I guess, Friday, going in?
Thursday.
Okay. Okay. Planning out my day. This is, wow, this has been very enlightening. Yeah, you have no idea. That's a lot of worry on me right now. Like, I just can't believe it. That popped into my mind, and I was like, boy, oh, boy. So, and I spoke with you briefly earlier today for, like, 10 minutes or something. So, this came into my mind now, and I'm just, like, got worry around it, and I shouldn't feel worry around it.
Okay, I guess it's one of the things I was sitting going over some stuff that I read from April, and basically she was saying she's not interested in your guy, but if he came on to her, she would protest. So she was like, to me, that would still say attraction, but putting it in a situation where she could say, well, he came on to me.
Well, that would never happen. But anyway, no, I appreciate what April's saying. I get her point. Like, she wouldn't be the kind of friend who stops herself. Friendship doesn't matter, like you said earlier, which means that's not somebody I want to be. Like, I don't want to be around people like that.
Exactly.
You know, so that's bad news.
I mean, she has no boundaries.
Yeah, what's that about? At her age, no, I'm saying she's a lot older than me. And when I say a lot, I mean a lot. It's like double decades. So why would you... No, but I'm just saying, why would you behave like that at that age? Where's your wisdom?
That's true too, but it's also insecurity, back on getting attention. It's never been dealt with in a healthy way, so it's still, you know, somebody's showing me attention, so if it happens, it happens.
Oh, God. Ay. Well, I have a meeting with her on Friday. I know, I'm just like, I have a meeting with her on Friday.
Business as usual.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, with the situation and stuff going on, you know, when you look at the situations and stuff, just proceed accordingly. You know, when you go in these situations, meetings or whatever, you know, it's like we said, it's one of those things that should start as soon as possible of going the other direction. But you don't have to sit there and just cut everything up abruptly. You know, that, I don't think that's not you anyway.
Yeah. No, I would just...
Well, you've worked with people before that you didn't want, that you couldn't trust, but you worked with them for a while.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And this one I have to do by, you know, it's a by choice, and I actually, you know, I'm trying to get, you know, she's hooking me up with a workshop with a group of her friends, and, you know, it's obviously going to help me out a little financially, so, you know, but this feeling came over me. And, you know, it's interesting, it came over me with this guy, and not because I thought she would like him, but because I'm like, what am I putting him in the middle of? Because I have this person with my own life and someone that I really deeply care about. You know, so for me, I was like, oh, I need to reassess and pull back. Something doesn't feel right. Something doesn't feel right. And I don't know what that's about. Yeah, so that's crazy with this oil boy. I'm just hoping that I get some big gig that will get me out of town for a while so I could be overly busy.
Well, I hear you. It can drive you crazy, but you know.
Yeah, I don't... I'm sorry, I just can't believe it. It's just like a real whirlwind of things happening in my head.
Some people have a tendency to really, really it's one of those things that throws you off sometimes.
You know what's funny? She bought me a gift a few months ago, right? Like 2 months ago. And then we had a really great time eating and talking. And then like later that week or something, like I sent her a message, like a text message, and she didn't respond. And you know, no one responds right away all the time. But something told me that she shifted. Do you know what I mean? Like, the nice person that gave me the calendar is not that person when I'm not around. And I was like, am I being paranoid? Like, I sort of, you know what I mean? Like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I started to pick up on that. But then I started thinking, is that just, like, how do I know the difference? Is that just me, like, worrying about something? Or is, or being paranoid, or is that, you know, how do I know the difference?
Describe this scenario that you were talking about before.
Because
I'm trying to put it in, I'm trying to sit there and...
Yeah, like understand. Her, it's her. Like, she's done really nice things for me, and then sometimes I don't feel like later she is that nice person. She hasn't been mean to me. I just took it like I don't believe everything you say about me that you think is great. Like, I don't believe everything you say. I don't believe every compliment you give me. That's how I feel. And then, you know, and then sometimes I feel like you do something really, really nice, and then, like, a month later, I feel like you're not that person. But then I started thinking, am I being paranoid because... You know, these are the questions I ask myself. Like, am I being paranoid? What's going on? Like,
some of the situations of not being paranoid is the idea. When people have a tendency to keep things under wraps, they have a tendency to be guarded. But there's other times, and emotional vulnerable times, that those come to the surface for a period of time that you pick up on. And then they're suppressed again. So they're definitely there, and you're picking up on those things. It's like a lot of women will pick up on a guy who is, I feel like this, this, and this, and there, and then they pick up something negative, which is the negative is the idea of cover up what you have, how he really feels. In your situation, it's just the opposite. she's being like snowy white pure on the surface, but there's things underneath the surface that you pick up from time to time. It's not paranoia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're very perceptive anyway. So you know, it's the idea of trusting that.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Because I started to think like, I pick up on things about people, and I'm looking at her, and I know it seems judgmental, but I'm like,
mm-hmm.
You didn't get where you are now for a reason. You got there doing something you shouldn't have been doing. Because I can. Yeah. Because.
Mm-hmm.
If you're so this, that, and the other, and you have this friend who's your partner, the person that she partners with, he's doing awesome. What's going on with you? If you've known this person for years and they're in your life, friends that close influence each other. And to me, you're obviously doing your own thing, but it's not always the right thing. And not that you need to be perfect. Nobody's saying that. But I don't know. Something's off. And that's, you know, and I didn't want to be judgmental about it, but that was just what I picked up. Something's not right. I need to find out more.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I try to enjoy my time with the person, you know, but I just, you know, I honestly wanted to believe that she was all good. You know, when you just want to, like, believe that? And I feel, like, a little sad about it, a little disappointed more than sad. Like, damn. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Now I'm going to have to take back my invitation for my birthday party. Do you see that going over well?
What do you think?
Oh, my God. No, I'm not having a physical party. I just mentioned that I wanted to go out, whatever. And I haven't made the formal plans anyway, so I could just say I didn't go. You know what I mean?
Right. Like,
I don't have to say I had to get together. I could say nothing. You know.
Shoot.
Yeah, but no,
I understand that. Everybody else seems to come off really good, and this one person stands out the most, and that's why people think they're paranoid.
Yeah, I mean, is she the only person around me like that? Please let me know if you see something. Just shout it out.
No, they say pretty much that's it. Everybody else seems to be pretty sincere, and she just has a tendency to. I mean, it's like a chameleon. It's like if you could be a fly on her house when she's getting angry with somebody else. You'd see somebody else and say, okay, who's that?
Yeah. Because when I came home, we were debating in class about something that we disagreed with her, and we verbalized it, and we were like, don't you see that that's the negative side of it? And we all, like, I guess, laid it on the line and were nice. She emailed us later that night, her opinion and proof that she was right. And I'm like, really? You missed the whole point. You missed the whole point of what we were trying to say. We didn't say that it wasn't true. We just don't think it was right. Like, it wasn't just. And she emailed it, and I felt the anger through the email. And I'm like, that's not good.
Right.
That was the first confirmation that I received in all this time. I don't know. I'm sorry.
No. You're
because
fine.
I just can't, like, and I'm trying to attract people with good energy, so I'm like, how did I attract that?
Well, I guess you can look at it like this. People are always looking for good examples. It doesn't mean they follow them, but...
Well, now I got to be quiet again about everything I do, which is fine, but...
No, you're fine. It's the 20th. Oh.
And even with the situation that... What did you say?
I was trying to figure out what the 20th was.
It's Friday.
This is driving me crazy.
Well, things I told you before, that you're a Taurus, and the new moon in Taurus is Saturday, so things are going to be good for you.
I also saw the street today. It said Saturn. I was telling a friend of mine, she said that she felt like things really going to pick. It's like you're going to get a taste of it, and then it's really going to take off in September. It's a Saturn thing. And I was like, okay, I just saw a street. And I've went down that way so many times and never even paid attention to what the name of the street was. And I was just kind of crazy where I was trying to get some impressions and... the one thing I want to get the impressions from people that I went to the gym today, and I walked across this bridge, and there's this guy, which I thought he was just sprawled out, you know, on the bridge, sleeping or something. And he had this dog sitting next to him, but something just urged me to call 911. I don't know what happened, but it was just one of those things where it was like, that's why I was, just as I was calling 911, the bus showed up, and I was like, okay. So I get on the bus, and she goes, can you show the paramedics when they get there where he's at? And I'm like, no, I can't, but I said, he's right out there. I mean, it's like a bridge. It's got the little medium thing, you have your head up on the whole thing. I mean, he's like right out in the open. You can't miss the guy. It's just that when people were asking me, she was asking me, where's he, what's the name of the street? I was like, oh, no. I saw one street, but I couldn't remember the other name of the street. And I was like, I'm sorry about this. I'm trying to give her a description and stuff, what the guy's all about and everything. Then I was just like, what was this? Back in, I was living in Chillicothe. I was walking home one night and came down Denali. I saw this guy slumped over in his wheelchair in his backyard. I didn't even think nothing of it until the next day. I read on the paper that they found him in his backyard dead.
Oh my God!
And I was just like freaking out, thinking, you know, hey, you know, if I would, maybe I should have called somebody then or something. Maybe it could have been different or something. So I saw this guy, and I'm like, I'm not gonna make the same mistake again. So I followed through and called.
Good.
So I was sitting there going, interesting. But I was like freaking out the whole freaking day, but not. I don't know how to even describe it. You got that little twinge in your stomach, and my friend told me, she goes, keep breathing because it stimulates your solar plex to keep you balanced, because that's the power and control chakra anyway, so you need to do that. So I was like, okay, if I breathe anymore, I'm going to pass out. So I was looking, I was sitting, that's what I was saying, I wasn't saying any, as I was sitting going, you know, like I was going to DM, I was like, come on, man, something's got to come through right now. I looked at my checking account, and I got $21 in it now, but I'm trying to figure out what's the word you can say and make it positive. Ooh, we just need something to add to that.
Yeah.
And actually keep moving forward on the whole
You're
situation.
You're just waiting for the payments to arrive.
Oh, I know. I was sitting there going, okay, guys, what are you gonna, is it going to be like a midnight thing or something? Anyway, I've been trying to go. I have like three friends here, and I can't get a hold of nobody. And the one I did get a hold of, I don't know. And that's when I talked to her. At first, she thought it was kind of a cool thing. If I ever had any problems, I could sleep on her couch. But lately, she's been kind of distant. So I didn't know what that was all about or what, but. Or maybe it was just the ideal. Most people are really cool about things, and because they don't think they're ever going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, come out here. You can sleep on my couch. All of a sudden, he's in Colorado. Oh, didn't see that.
And then they're like, they don't know where you are. They don't know you.
Yeah, I'm sitting there going, okay.
You
got
to be careful with that. You can't say that if you don't mean it. It's not right. I never say that to anybody. I never say you can come here when you want if I don't mean it. Because
yeah,
it makes both people uncomfortable.
I can understand where the situation, where they're coming from the experiences you've had, but I think we should still treat these situations just like that, as we see them, as they come to us, not because of what we've been through.
Yeah.
I don't think we're being fair to those people. We're judging them because of somebody else. And I was saying, let down to myself, too. When I was out here before, I was counseling some lady, and she was going through a divorce, and I said, come on out here. You know, get away from Florida, come out here, get your head clear. You know, we'll go climb the mountain or something. And she got some tickets to go up here on the Clogged Railroad and go to the top of Pikes Peak, 14,000 feet, and did all this stuff and stuff. And I was just, but yeah, I mean, I can understand where they come from. I mean, with that situation, she came out here with the expectations of me and her having a relationship. And I'm like, no, you're going through a divorce. You need to clear your head. You need to figure out what you really want to do. And then she just went overboard and started spending all this freaking money on me and stuff. And, you know, I've been taught one
thing.
I was sitting there going through the whole thing. I'm like, okay, what should I do? Because, you know, there's things can go either way. If you don't take the money, it hurts someone's feelings, you know? So what I did was I was always straightforward and said, okay, we went to a restaurant. You're going to spend this money on me. You're buying dinner. Okay, that's cool. You want me to get the cheapest thing on the menu, or do you want me to get what I want? Okay, and she would say, get what you want. Because if I took somebody out, too, I wouldn't expect him to get the cheapest thing on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Or I shouldn't be taking anybody out. You know, you just don't do that. You go, okay, let's go get some dinner, which means let's get some dinner, what you get. And so that's what I do. So I just think everybody's going to do the same thing. Well, she came across and it was funny. Because later on when she didn't get what she wanted, then she got really resentful and got mad, and she goes, you spent my money. I said, I'm sorry, but I was just thankful for your, you know, hospitality, your generosity, and you're sitting there now, you're looking at me going, now you're telling me that you're mad at me because you didn't get what you wanted. And I said, I told you when you came out here. No, I said, seriously, I told her, no expectations, no relationship. I told her before she even showed up, because people were sitting there going, well, you're a mean person. I said, why am I such a mean person for accepting someone's generosity?
No, because you know what? I always say this to guys. Like, if a girl is, you told this woman that you weren't ready for a relationship, and she starts, like, trying to spoil you, that's a trap. It's a guilt trip. And as mm-hmm. much as you need sometimes, that's what happens, because they're trying to buy your affections because they're needy. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. I see it all the time. I have someone that I'm related to that married somebody because he owes her $10,000. I kid you not.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. $10,000 because they were a couple, and he kept trying to break, and she, I guess, gave him money to buy this equipment that he needed for some business thing. And basically, you know, he eventually wanted to break up with her because they are not compatible. And she threatened him, saying she wants all the money or else, you know, she's going to sue him. So, and she wouldn't let him break up with her. At first of all, it's a bunch of BS, but you just didn't want to pay her the money. Let's be real. And you got married, and that's really sad.
That's nuts. Yeah.
And then he likes to give marriage advice, which always makes me laugh. Just thought I'd throw that out there. I was like, what are you trying to do? Go around giving marriage advice when you married somebody because $10,000. So just shut up now. But yeah, that whole story with that woman is based on her being mad because she thought that it was going to work. So since she didn't get anything out of it, you took all her money. No, you gave the money because you invited him to go out. He let you know the deal. You didn't want to believe it. And that's what ended up happening.
Yeah, because I told her flat out. But, I mean, I was sitting there talking to her, and she's like, I'm not giving up on you, and that kind of stuff. Because she taught me into going to Florida.
I'm not giving up on you. You said you're not. Sorry, I'm laughing.
Yeah, she said that. I said, okay. You know, I said, I'm trying to keep things under wraps. And I said, I told you, no relationship, that kind of stuff. Friends is great. And then she talked. She said, let's go. Then she went this other route on the situation. She said, you know, I promote people and that kind of stuff. She looked at me, and I guess she went a different way on the, because you got the money thing going, right? Okay, that's not worth it. Throw something else into the freaking pot. So she looked at me, and she's like, oh, she goes, you know what the difference between you and Sylvia Brown is? I said, what? I'm actually good?
Oh.
Anyway, no, I was just kidding. But that's what I said to her. I was joking around, and I said to her and said, what do you mean? And she goes, well, she goes, I think you're as good or even better than she is. But she goes, you know what the difference is? I said, what? It's promotion. You need someone to promote you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said okay. And that just come up a couple of times of getting someone to promote me so you can actually put their energy into the whole thing while I'm actually doing the work. And so, okay, that sounds good. Just do that. So she started going that route. And she goes, what we should do is we should, since I don't like the snow and that kind of stuff, I'm going to be managing you and that kind of stuff, we should go to Florida. And we'll, so 6 months out of the year, we'll be in Colorado. 6 months out of the year, we'll be in Florida.